If you live in California, there is a chance you participated today in the Great Shakeout. This is an annual earthquake preparedness event. It is meant to encourage people to run safety drills and update emergency supplies, as well as plans with your family and schools and employers. But while residents may be ready to drop cover and hold on, there's concern they may not be prepared for what comes after. Nearly 90% of Californians do not have earthquake insurance. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The 6.7 magnitude Northridge quake in 1994 violently rattled north central Los Angeles. Homes, businesses, and parts of freeways cracked or collapsed. TV coverage captured some of the chaos.
It was just a total nightmare.
That first pile right there where that guy's standing, right there where my roommate's standing.
In all, at least 57 people were killed. The quake cost some $40 billion in today's dollars for property losses, half of that to homes. But 24 years is a long time, maybe. Near the epicenter in Northridge, close to where an apartment complex pancaked, crushing 16 people, there's little sense of urgency about the next tremor. 64-year-old homeowner Nicoli, she didn't want her last name used, lives just down the street from where the apartment collapsed. She doesn't have quake coverage for her large one-story home.
The deductible's so high on a house like this would be probably $250,000. So I would rather save that money. I just don't think it's an adequate insurance for the money that you're going to spend on it.
Today, the state's quake insurance market is still living with the fallout from Northridge and the perception that quake insurance is an overpriced luxury at best. Many companies simply stopped writing policies after getting stung with nearly $20 billion in Northridge payouts. And for the companies that remained, consumer prices soared for limited coverage. Faced with expensive bare-bones policies and high deductibles, many homeowners simply walked away.
Every time there's a natural disaster, we have to learn again a cold reality that the federal government isn't in the business of rebuilding homes.
That's Glenn Pomeroy, the CEO of the California Earthquake Authority. The publicly managed not-for-profit was set up by the state legislature after insurance companies bailed in the wake of Northridge. By backstopping risks, the authority has helped dramatically lower rates by more than 50% while substantially increasing coverage and flexibility. You can now decide what deductible you want, from as low as 5% up to 25%. But the agency is still having a hard time getting enough Californians to take a second look at coverage. Overall, Pomeroy says if you take into account homeowners who've paid off their mortgages and don't have to get insurance at all, barely 10% of homes are covered for a quake.
The fact that about 90% of the homes in California are in that unprepared state is a great concern. 75% of the nation's earthquake risk is right here in California. Scientists say that we're going to get hit again. It's a certainty.
Some of the authority's 90% problem is from messaging woes of its own making. There were those quake insurance ads with the incongruously soothing music, or the ones with the tagline, California Rocks, featuring forests and sunny beaches.
And always have sunscreen at the ready.
Like preparing for the possibility of an earthquake. Earthquake insurance from the California Earthquake Authority.
About one-fifth of the nation's mortgage debt is held in California, so the nation's economy, big banks, as well as the federal mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, could face enormous hits. Experts caution insurance is only one part of protection, but they agree it'll help mitigate potentially devastating losses. After years of not really trying to scare people into action, the nonprofit Earthquake Authority has pivoted with a new message: the risk is real. Will you be ready? Eric Westervelt, NPR News.